After a week of meetings on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, trade ministers from a dozen nations left Hawaii last weekend with issues still unresolved. But U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says they remain optimistic.
We've made significant progress and will continue to work on resolving a limited number of remaining issues, paving the way for the conclusion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations. Ministers and negotiators leave Hawaii committed to build on the momentum of this meeting by staying in close contact as negotiators continue their intensive engagement to find common ground.
One of the biggest stumbling blocks to resolve now is dairy, according to New Zealand's Trade Minister Tim Grosser.
In every negotiation that I've been involved in over the last 30 years, dairy is always either the last issue to be resolved or one of the last two issues to be resolved because it has been so distorted for so many years. But I'm extremely confident that we will find that sweet spot and advance the interests of efficient dairy exporters around the world, not just mine, and yet find a way of dealing with the political complexities for those of our friends around the table who are less competitive.
During the concluding press conference for the negotiations, Australian Trade Minister Andrew Robb was asked about progress in dairy and sugar, both important commodities for his country.
Firstly, to answer your question, yes, we have made progress on sugar and dairy, but we haven't concluded.
Robb added that he doesn't see the give and take between countries in the negotiations as trade-offs, where one country wins and another loses in one area or another.
It does very materially lower the cost of doing business for all parties. Right, so it does, in many ways, reduce the red tape across all of those countries, and we're all better off as a consequence. So many of those rules, sure, we often had to change our rules, but it didn't put us at any disadvantage. It just meant that we all now will have one set of rules in so many areas, and certainly I haven't sought to trade off that against market access.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.